happen. I'm going to use a little discretion and just talk. I have 3 points that I want to highlight. One, having gone to 20 EU member states to talk about government information sharing in my role as the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's chief privacy officer, where I said, oh, don't worry, business record rules are only used 21 times in 2009 and only used 96 times in 2010. I'm going to tell you, the relationships with the European Union and with the European Commission are likely irreparably damaged. I used to go and say, no, believe me. No, don't worry. It's going to be fine. And they say, we don't believe you. You lied to us about Guantanamo. You lied to us about rendition. So now they've got a third one in there. So I think that our relations with the European Commission, particularly the non-national security portion of it, is going to be a problem. And candidly, our relationship with European citizens is going to be a problem. I also think that the concept of trust in government and the concept of transparency has been harmed, and that the particularly the nine named companies, but at the same time the other elements, the other companies who are operating in the space will have a cloud over their heads of saying, well, are you participating in this? How much are you giving? What is the access? It seems to be awfully clear. So I think the point on transparency that has been a theme among my panelists is going to have to be an element that we've got to develop, because to affect the internet economy, you know, something in privacy, I call it the ick factor. You can't define it, but people go, ick, that seems icky to me. And I fear that the ick factor may color both the private sector economy as well as the government use of this data.